Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I am here with two people today. It's a lovely day. It's a happy day. It is my mother and my father. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Oh, my God. So today's just going to be a little special. We also have Blaze in the room. So if you hear pats, panting, barking, it's the dog and my dad. All right. So first off, I would like to just start with your belly button is just your old mouth.
What? You know, okay. That's one way of looking at it. That's your lifeline. Yeah.
That's gross, right?
No.
It's weird.
No.
Belly buttons confuse me.
It's amazing.
Do you prefer an innie or an outie?
Innie.
Same.
Yeah. Outies are cute too. They have their own little...
Yeah, but innies are also... But if you think about it, innies are grosser because you get stuff stuck in them.
You do. And it has an aroma.
It does have an aroma. It's straight up... If you put your finger in your belly button, scratch around, pull it out...
And sniff.
It has an aroma.
It's the belly button aroma.
So I think outies are cleaner, but we're just used to seeing innies more often.
Yes, I believe
Who is it? One of the children has an innie outie. Is it Jake?
I don't know.
It's like half in, half out.
Isn't it when they're full, it comes out? Like when they're super full, it pops out?
Magical belly buttons.
Yes. When you're pregnant, sometimes your belly button will pop out.
Does it go back in?
It's never quite the same, but yes.
Ew.
Yes, it does.
I have a question.
Yes, it does.
This is going to be weird, but okay. I've heard that nipples change when you get pregnant.
They become sensitive and...
The shape and size, though.
And the color, yes.
Okay, do they go back afterwards?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Okay. I thought they stayed like that.
No.
Okay,
no,
thank God. Okay, great. Happy National Shopping Cart Day.
Happy National Egg Day.
Well, that's the day we're recording it. When this is released, it's no longer Egg Day.
It. All right.
Happy Pride Month.
Okay.
And happy Alzheimer's Awareness Month.
Oh, okay.
Forgot about that
one. Good joke, Dad. Okay. So I wanted to do an update on the last podcast. So Karina Maria says that the privacy policies aren't based on the Facebook incident. Dad, you're the one that told me that. Blaze, stop licking. This is weird, bro. Okay. They are actually, I have to read this. They're on the new General Data Protection Regulation in the EU law, which was made in 2016, but implemented May 25th. Which is why they all happened.
Are we talking about those things that pop up before and go?
The privacy policy. Okay. We have updated our privacy policy. They were everywhere. We talked about them last week.
We did,
And Dad lied and said it was because of the Facebook thing.
I'm sorry.
Thank you for the odd apology. But they're actually something that happened in 2016.
We're just catching up.
It just regulated and went into a thing in the May 25th.
The thing of the
thing. Okay, Mom, have you seen this thing on Twitter? It goes, unpopular opinion... blank edition. So they'll be like, unpopular opinion, dog edition. And then someone quote tweets it and gives their unpopular opinion on whatever the edition is.
I have not seen that.
Okay. I hate them with a burning passion.
It sounds like I would.
Yes, because you're supposed to do an unpopular opinion. Like, if it was the dog edition, you could say, I don't like dogs. That's a very unpopular opinion. And then that would be your unpopular opinion. But people... aren't doing unpopular opinions. They're doing very popular opinions for retweets and likes.
Oh,
so if you do it like unpopular opinion dog edition, they'd be like, dogs are underrated and everybody loves them and dogs are perfect. And then everyone retweets and likes it. But that's the most popular opinion on the planet.
Okay.
So I did a tweet about it. I hate this with a burning passion. It needs to stop.
Stop it.
Just stop. Put an unpopular opinion, please.
Yeah, do it correctly.
But if it goes viral, clearly it's not unpopular. Right. Clearly it is a very popular opinion. That's just my thing on it. Okay. Did you ever watch Roseanne?
Yes.
Did you watch the updated, the new version of it?
Yes.
Did you like it? I liked Roseanne when it was first on, when mm-hmm. I was a kid. I watched Roseanne a lot. I have not watched the new thing of it.
It's the same.
It's the same? Okay.
The same type humor, the same type.
Did you see that she got canceled?
Yes.
Because did you see what she tweeted? Dad, did you see what she tweeted?
Yes, horrid.
She compared...
well, no, I don't even say it.
No, I'm going to say what she did. I'm not going to say... She compared someone to... She was racist. She made a racist comment.
Horrible.
And so they canceled her show.
Right.
And then she tweeted that it was because she was on Ambien. Mm-hmm. And so she was Ambien tweeting. And then Ambien tweeted, racism is not a side effect. And I died. I loved it. Oh my gosh. That was my favorite thing. I've always said, getting drunk doesn't make you do things you normally... Like, it does make you do things you normally wouldn't do, but... It just emphasizes who you are. Like getting mm-hmm. Being unsober, being intoxicated emphasizes who you are. Because it takes away your filter.
Right.
So if you're ambient tweeting, you're just tweeting without a filter to me. So basically, that's she's done. But apparently ABC is considering doing a reboot focusing on Darlene, the character Darlene. Yeah. I saw that because she tweeted out against Roseanne when it happened. She was like, "That's
a couple of cast members."
Yeah, she's like, "That's not how we stand." So, because clearly the show gets views and there's an audience for it.
It does,
but
I don't know if it would work.
I don't think it would. I don't think it. But you know, I always liked Darlene.
Yeah.
She's a good character.
Yeah.
Okay, Mom, your worst nightmare happened.
Oh.
An Uber driver shot and killed a passenger. Did you see that in Denver?
I did see that.
He said it was out of self-defense.
You're poking me with something. It's poking right into my outer thigh. What is it? He's got a...
So, right now, I'm witnessing Blaze licking my dad's ear while he rummages through his pocket to get...
It's a toothpick! Shoot!
I just took a picture and I will tweet it when this goes live.
It was a toothpick.
It's quite... Blaze, what are you doing?
Right into my thigh.
Trying to get closer to Mom.
Okay, so my dog is just making out with my dad's ear. As we talk about the Uber driver murdering a person,
right.
He said it was out of self-defense, but he was carrying a gun, which is against Uber policy.
So why did he have cameras in his car?
Because he had a gun on him. He probably thought that was all the protection he needed. But it was at like 3 a.m. So...
Terrible.
Obviously, no one knows what happened because it's the only witnesses
him.
Or the driver.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt's home. I hear him clanking in the kitchen. So that's all. And I looked up because that happened a couple days ago, and I looked up mm-hmm. for new news, and there's nothing. They're just.
Oh, I saw a couple things.
What did they say?
No, that something Uber.
Oh, I was looking up for some more evidence popped up or something. Yeah. My dad is struggling to keep Blaze occupied, and it's hilarious. So, Mom, you know VidCon.
I do know VidCon.
Do you know what TanaCon is?
TanaCon. It's places you go to show off your tan.
Oh, that's kind of close, but no. This YouTuber, Tana.
Oh, yeah, Tana.
She has started her own...
Oh, okay.
She has started her own...
Her own VidCon?
Pretty much. It is... At the hotel next to it, at the Marriott,
what?
On the same weekend. It's on the 22nd
what?
And 23rd. She hates VidCon.
Okay.
Because they, would never give her a feature creator pass. They always treated her like crap or whatever. And VidCon has not dealt with a few creators correctly. And there's been some horror stories. But it's a huge convention. People mm-hmm. get thrown in the cracks. Whatever. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's not fine. But, whatever. It happens. So, Tana has... decided to just throw her own VidCon.
How's it going?
Well, she has some pretty big people attending. She has Bella Thorne, Shane Dawson, Ricky Dillon, Elijah Daniels, The Gabby Show, and Christine Sedelko were some of the big names I saw that are all going. And, but she's trying to make it as free as possible.
Oh.
Because VidCon costs hundreds of dollars for kids to attend. So she's calling all the passes featured creator passes, which I think is hilarious because that's what you are if you're a YouTuber at VidCon.
Right.
You can get the passes for free, I'm pretty sure, but there are VIP passes that you pay for to get a more elaborate experience. But you can go for free, which I think is amazing. I'm excited to see how it goes.
Right.
I unfortunately am not on the list. I was not invited, so
maybe same because
place.
You're on VidCon list.
So I could do both. I'm already in the area.
You are.
But I hope it goes well. I mean, yeah. the first few VidCons were rocky, so it might be rocky, but if she does it right, it could be really fun.
It could be good.
Good for her, right? And I'm excited to see what happens. And then this just happened. I doubt you saw this. You know Demi Lovato? She's a pop singer.
Demi Lovato.
So she tweeted, someone asked her what her funniest prank was, and she tweeted that one time she hired a lady of the night to go into her guy friend's hotel room. And so the lady just walked in without permission, came up and just grabbed the guy in the junk.
No.
And the guy apparently freaked out.
Inappropriate.
Right? And so everyone clearly didn't like this prank. Right. And they were like, that's not okay. You just paid someone to sexually assault your friend. What are you talking about? Yeah. And so she was like, I could tweet about Skittles and people would still be mad at me. She deleted the tweet and then actually apologized, which was good. But I was just like, that's not a prank.
No.
That's not a good thing. I've never liked pranks. I'm not one for pranks.
I do not care for pranks at all.
We weren't a pranking family.
No.
Never.
No.
So, Blaze finally figured out a way to get to my mom. This entire time he's been trying to get to my mom. And he finally figured it out, and it's to go under the table.
He's tickling my shins, licking them.
Please, leave it. Leave Grandma alone. So anyway, she tweeted that. She had to have known she would have gotten backlash for that, right?
Yeah, you think. And why would you want another lady grabbing your man's things?
Yeah, the dog just fell. I'm sorry. I'm very distracted by how funny he's being right now. Yeah, I don't know. I don't agree with the prank. I don't agree with tweeting it. Like, you do things, and then afterwards you go, that's probably not something I should share with the world.
Right.
I just don't.
Right.
Her publicist must be very angry at her. I hope you guys can hear my dog breathing, because it is loud. And then the last bit of news I have for today. You know Ariana Grande?
I do.
She broke up with Mac Miller.
I heard.
And now she's dating Pete Davidson.
From Saturday Night Live.
Oh, you know, right?
I told Dad this today.
Yeah. So he got tattoos of her name and, you know, whatever. And they look really cute together. Yeah.
Her initials.
So it's not really that big a news. Like, oh, cute. They're dating. They look cute. What I want to talk about is this video I saw on it. It was a sports, like, website thingy that did a segment on it. I don't know why, because they're sports and neither of them have to do with sports, but they were like, them dating doesn't make sense. She's a singer, he's a comedian. What? She was dating a rapper, that made sense, and he was dating a comedian's daughter, so that made sense, but them dating doesn't make sense. I was like, what in the world? I was this stupidest tabloid thing I've ever seen in my whole life, to say that you can't, their couple doesn't make sense because they're not in the same field. What? My mom gave the dog a mint. Now he's going to be making gross noises. Ew! Oh! It is so gross! Ew! He won't stop licking!
He was the teeniest little tiny corner up one.
It's like putting peanut butter on his mouth.
Fresh breath.
Oh. Now he won't have doggy breath.
I already gave him a dental bone today. He won't stop. He won't stop. Oh my God, it won't stop.
Sorry.
I'm videoing it. I'm posting this on Twitter. He won't stop. Stop it. Stop it. Oh my God. Well, it's still going.
I'm sorry. I think he's mad at me now.
You know, it probably like burns his mouth. It's minty. Well, Mom, that's all. Jeez. Oh, God.
Do you want to take him out to get a drink of water?
Maybe that'll help him. That's all the news I had for today. Do you have any news, Mom?
I have no news.
She doesn't have any news, so she brought my dad.
I did, and now he's leaving the room to take Blaze to get a drink of water.
He's not going to go willingly. There you go. Okay, well, I was going to play a game that
He'll
had to do
right
with
back.
Dad.
He'll
well, then we
right
got to fill airtime until he comes back. Well, we can move on to the question portion.
Okay, let's do that.
I'm going to switch it up today, guys.
We are.
We're Surprise! Switching it up. Okay.
It's called being flexible.
I wish you could have seen her hand motion. Darn it. All right. Kieran asked, I took off my glasses as I was about to read, which is the opposite of what I need to do in life. So what's the best childhood memory you have with Gwen? So I thought about this, and you're not even going to know what I choose.
Okay.
I have two.
Okay.
The first one is when you showed me how a tampon works.
Oh, good grief.
In Taco Bell parking lot. And then the other one is when you told me how gay guys have sex.
No, Rachel.
This is my favorite
lady.
No, they're not.
Between a mother and their daughter.
No, they're my favorite because most mothers don't have such a normal conversation with their kids about this stuff. Because both incidences, you did it so nonchalant. It wasn't a big deal. It was like, hey, we're in the Taco Bell parking lot. You're like,
by the way,
you don't know how a tampon works? I was like, I kind of know. You're like, let me show you. And you took out a tampon. Took out a straw, got some...
out of my purse and the wrapper.
Yeah, not out of your vagina.
Thank you.
So you took out an unused tampon, and you showed me how it expands and stuff like that.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, and it was very just normal. It wasn't like Rachel, we need to sit and have a conversation about how the vagina works. It was just like hey, here's a tampon. This is how it works.
Yes.
And then the other one... Is it called Save-On's? Yeah, Save-On. We were walking in the parking lot of Save-On. You saw two guys holding hands. You looked at me and said, do you want to know how two gay men have sex? And I said, sure. You said, in the butt. And I said, oh, okay, cool. And that was it. That was the whole thing. And I never had to question it.
These are just so private conversations.
No, I loved it because they weren't such a big deal. And I constantly get tweets and DMs of kids so confused about stuff that you talked about with me so nonchalantly. Just normal, hey. Yeah. And it made it so if I did have any questions,
I could ask.
It wasn't a big deal. It's not like I had to plan it. It's not like I had to go sit down and have a conversation with you.
Or be awkward
about it. And I was just... That's what I was. So those are some of my favorite memories. Obviously, we did a lot of fun stuff together. Yeah. But looking back, it was a good mom move on your part. All right. Do you have any favorite memories with me? You don't have to. The question was to me.
Yes. When you were going to bed, you'd always pet our hair. You had to twirl our hair. And you hold you close and you just twirl whoever was holding you.
Twirl the hair. Yeah. I did do that.
That was a calming thing for you.
Yeah. I like to fiddle with my fingers. I'm a fiddler. You can come back in, Dad. We're answering questions. Emily asked me if Blaze has been to the vet anytime recently. No, he hasn't. I mean, he has to go back for a yearly shot in the next couple days. But I will say, I bought him pet insurance, and it has already paid for itself.
I bet.
And I'm very excited. I had, I think 7 claims, and I claimed them all at once.
Good.
And so there's just, $700 came back to me. And I was like, oh, this is lovely. Oh, my God.
He
blocked the dog back in, and he's worse than he was.
So hard to go under the tables.
Olivia asked me if I have any advice for people going to VidCon for the first time this year. And as I have never attended as an attendee.
Right.
I've only gone as backstage. But what I have seen that I think is cool is people bring external chargers for your phones and
stuff.
Because you will use that like crazy.
Yes.
Download the app.
There's
an app, just so you know when everything is.
Yeah.
And then also put your favorite, if you don't have, it is annoying to have tweet notifications on all the time, just, for school and stuff. But I will say, for your favorite YouTubers, put the tweet notifications on.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I've seen a lot do, surprise meetups, surprise this, surprise that. So you might miss it if your notifications aren't on.
True.
Bring protein bars or power bars.
And
it's just
water.
And water. They have water there, but
And I've never been.
There are times, meet and greet lines, where you're standing for three, four hours.
Outside?
No, it's inside.
Oh.
You're in a convention center, so it is air conditioned. There are outside parts, and it will be hot. But I will say, wear comfortable shoes, even if they ain't as cute as you think they are.
Yeah.
But you will be standing for long periods of time, so make sure you have snacks or water or whatever. You should, maybe you're probably with friends, so that's entertainment.
Yeah.
But external chargers,
that's a must.
That's a must.
Pretty much anywhere you go nowadays.
Yeah. Georgia asked, what do you feel is your biggest accomplishment? Mom, what's your biggest accomplishment in life?
My kids.
I knew that one was coming.
Absolutely.
I didn't give birth to Blaze, so he's not mine. I think mine is just being happy. That's an accomplishment.
Yeah, it is.
You could choose to look at life any way you want, and I feel I've chosen a good way to look at life.
Positive.
God bless you, Blaze.
Outlook on things.
I try to. Dad, what's your biggest accomplishment? You can't say kids. Mom already used it.
Marrying Gwen.
Oh, he got you. He got you so good, because then you gave him the kids. Oh, he upped you. Scandia says, do you like cuddling all the time? Do you like cuddling, Mom?
You? Yes.
Are you a cuddler? You love cuddling grandkids and stuff.
Cuddling little kids, yeah.
Okay.
So,
Dad, are you a cuddler?
Yes.
I like cuddling, not all the time.
Right.
Matt and I have this thing where we cuddle for, like, it's bedtime. We both get into bed. We cuddle for about 3 minutes, and it's, we both at the same time go, okay. And we both move away from each other, and then we do not touch each other.
That was the hardest thing ever when I got married.
Was cuddling?
Yeah, which was 38 years ago, was the wedding night, and wanting to cuddle, and then it's like, okay, I'm ready to go to sleep. Get away from me.
Yeah.
It sounds terrible.
It is.
But I spent, you know, almost 21 years by myself in a room.
It does take a while to be comfortable enough with a person being like, cuddling is cute, but there is definitely a limit.
I need to sleep.
I need to sleep. Get away from me. It's sweaty. It's hot. Yeah. I want to maneuver.
Yeah.
So once you get further into a relationship, it's easier to be like, okay.
Right.
But now it's a system. So we both love cuddling, but then it's like, but no.
No. From day one, it's like, okay, I need to sleep. Go away.
Yeah. Sometimes when it's too hot to cuddle at all, or just our feet touch for 3 minutes, and that's it.
There you go.
Blaze likes to cuddle all the time. Oh my God. His positioning on you.
You're cuddling me now.
Emily asked what color I ended up choosing for my room. Okay, so I just showed this to my parents. Matt and I decided we wanted to paint our bedroom. It's the last room in the house we're really doing anything to. We don't really care about it. But we bought a paint color. We painted two of the walls, and we both went, this is the ugliest color in the room. Matt says it's a kindergarten class color. I say it's a library color. So Matt actually just went out and bought shadow blue. So we're going to repaint the room probably tomorrow. And see how it looks then. Okay, Mom, this is for you. Uh-oh. Kay Feifei says, imitate Cinderella's voice if she has one. Do you have a voice for Cinderella?
Cinderella, what does she sing? What?
No, your dog.
Oh! I thought you were talking about the princess.
You were so set to sing a Disney song just now. No, because Blaze is, I'm a dog. Oh, where are you going, Mom?
Cinderella's?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Blaze is do a voice
big and dumb
for Cinderella? I think I have
we
imitate
one. Rachel imitating Blaze.
Probably.
You have to do it. You have to. How do you have a dog and not have a voice for the dog?
I usually do animal voices when the grandkids are there because then they just die laughing.
Yeah. So what is the voice you give?
Oh gosh, I don't think I've done it with Cinderella. Man.
Oh, you are failing, Mom. Well, you're gonna look at her this week or next week because I know you're house visiting this week, but.
Yeah.
When you go see your dog, look at her and be like, what voice is she thinking?
Okay, I will do that.
Because Bubba is clearly a senile old man.
Oh, he's a grumpy old man.
Who get off my lawn. I'm a dog. But so that's Bubba. But Cinderella, I mean, she could be a princess voice.
No.
Is she dumb?
She's.
Yeah. Dad says yes. Okay, she's dumb.
Pretty dopey, yeah.
Blaze is dumb, too.
Yeah.
So that's where that voice comes from. All right.
Cinderella is a terrible name for a dog because it takes so long to call her.
Yes. Oh, my mom's trying to pull him closer to the... I believe dog names should be two or one syllables.
Well, they should be, yeah.
They should not be more than that because then yelling it across the park is very, very hard to do. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to play a game now. Dad, you're in this.
That's the one I thought you were doing.
That's Snow White.
That's an old thing. Oh, it's Cinderella. No, that's the mice. Okay.
What does Cinderella sing?
Ah.
That song?
You got me. I kept looking confused.
Dad, do you know?
Cinderella voice. No. Oh, what's our game, Rachel?
Our game is who knows Rachel best.
So, me.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a competition. Okay. So I'm going to ask the question, and then you both have to make a buzzer noise, and whoever makes it first gets to answer the question.
Okay.
The winner
gets
$1.
Okay, let's go.
Now my dad's in it. You could go to the 99 cent store, Dad. Okay, first one, pretty easy. How tall am I?
I know, me. Buzzer, forgot. 5'10".
Correct. 1 point to Mom.
I was going to say 5'11", so I would have got it wrong.
Oh, all right. What's my birthday?
Beep! April 5th.
You are screaming so loud.
I'm sorry, everybody with headphones.
I'm so sorry.
It
instead of beeping.
Got a beep, Dad.
I'm
putting this in between you, so when you scream, it doesn't go crazy.
Okay.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
I broke the thing. Okay.
April 5th.
Thank you, Mom.
Okay.
How old am I, though?
I know.
Annoying kid in class. We're gonna let Dad answer though, because you didn't make a buzzer noise. You just said, I know.
I know.
27?
Yeah!
You said it like a question.
Hey, you never know.
She just had a birthday.
It's true. Okay. What was my first official sport I played?
Beep!
Oh, that was a tie.
T-ball.
Mom didn't even let me decide who did it. You see where I can get my competitiveness from. All right.
My hands are sweating.
Oh, my God. This one's a little trickier. How many Instagrams do I run?
Deep.
Dad said aunt first.
Two.
Three.
No.
Oh.
You lost.
Photography, Blaze, and yours.
There we go.
Oh, I forgot about Blaze. Blaze, why did you give me a hint?
He just posted the other day. He wore sunglasses. Not sunglasses. Eye protection.
I thought he did it himself.
He did do it himself. Actually, Matt put them on. I posted it. All right. My mom just showed me her shirt. Do you want me to comment on the shirt?
I was just showing you I got it.
Good job, Mom. It says, yes, I really do need all these chickens.
It's got chickens on it.
That is my mother's shirt. All right, this is the last question.
Okay. I've won. So,
okay.
Clearly.
Well, so. They got harder as you went. What city did I get Blaze in? Dad, what was it?
San Diego.
Yeah!
Because I went... I was going to say San
I thought you just
Diego.
Had a broken buzzer. I don't know.
I was going to say San Diego, but I forgot to buzz. I still won.
Did you?
Don't the points increase as it gets harder?
It did. So you both get... Oh my God, the pastry is giving me...
I clearly won.
Okay, fine, Mom. You won. You get the dollar.
Dollar.
I don't even know where it is. Okay. So you didn't have anything to add for this podcast? This is a pretty short podcast.
Oh. No, I don't have anything at all.
Oh, we are going to go to the Museum of Failure this week.
We are.
I think maybe Thursday you want to go?
Let's do it.
If you guys have listened to all these podcasts, it's one of the original podcasts we did when the mics didn't work. Well, yeah. They worked. I just didn't use them right. We talked about the Museum of Failure. So we're going to go this week.
Yes, it'll be fun.
We were going to go today, but that's too much.
It didn't work out time-wise.
No.
But this week. I'll be down here all week.
So we will do that.
Yeah.
Will you help me film a video?
I would love to help you film a video.
Okay. Okay. That Blaze is just... He is too much. He's too excited.
The backs of my ears are all wet.
Dad, do you have... any anything you'd like to add to the podcast?
Is there anything interesting that you saw on the internet waves this week?
Oh,
dead air.
All right, Mom, do you have any chicken updates before we plug off?
No, but it's not too long before we have our chicken contest.
Yeah, I feel like you've been saying we're getting them so soon for the past
June 15th,
months.
June 15th.
Oh, I should put it on my calendar.
That's
a Friday.
June 15th they arrive, and I need names for them.
Oh, Father's Day is coming up.
There's
the
two
17th.
Americanas and two little Polish hens with their fuzzy top heads. So,
I feel like we should do a giveaway this week.
Okay, let's do a giveaway.
I have a headshot. Let's do a headshot. I have a headshot that my mom...
Blaze?
No, it's of me.
Oh.
It's an old headshot.
Okay.
It's of me, but my mom will write a note on the back, and we'll both sign it.
We could dip the chicken's little paw in ink, and then...
If you want to go through that hassle, you are more than welcome to do that. What do they have to do to win it?
Ooh. I don't know. What should it be?
Something. I don't know.
You're used to doing these contests.
Do they have to follow us on Twitter and tweet a picture of them listening to our podcast?
That's a great idea.
And then you can pick the winner.
Oh, pressure.
I'll pick the winner. She can't do that. You don't have the heart. You'll pick everybody.
I will. I don't want anybody to be
All right, so do you want to win a headshot with a little note on the back for my mother, and we'll both sign it, and maybe a chicken paw print? Is it a paw print, or is it a...
They're little talons.
They're talons?
Their feet.
Someone said chickens are a descendant of dinosaurs.
They are. They are indeed.
So their dinosaur feet might be on that.
Little raptor feet.
There you go. They are. They do look
like
raptors. We could
do little trading cards of Gwen's chickens.
Oh my God. Can we?
Let's do it. You need to come to my house and take good pictures of them.
All right. We will. Okay. So if you want to win a little headshot, take a picture of yourself listening to our podcast and then tweet it at podcastATI. And then I will pick a winner within the next week. All right. That's it. I love you guys. Mom, you want to take us out?
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.